Clashes have once again erupted between Bahraini protesters and regime forces in a small town west of the capital, Manama. Saudi-backed regime forces used tear gas and water cannons to disperse protesters. Activists filled the streets of Daraz to show their rage at the Al Khalifa regime's raid on the house of a prominent Shia cleric, Sheikh Isa Qasim. Bahraini forces attacked Sheikh Qasim's house last week and damaged his property. In response, Bahrain's main opposition group, Wefaq, temporarily boycotted dialogue with the ruling regime. Bahrain has been in the midst of a popular revolution for more than 2 years now. From Berkeley, California, I'm joined by Ralph Shorman, political analyst. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Shorman, where do you think the situation in Bahrain is heading? Is it heading towards the better, or is it taking a turn for the worse?
Well, it's demonstrably taking a turn for the worse with every day that passes as the repression intensifies, and that's been established not only by Amnesty International, but by United Nations rapporteurs and Human Rights Watch observers who have attempted to impact the constant repression that is unfolding in Bahrain. The tens of thousands of Bahrainis that were demonstrating at the home of the Sheikh were responding as well to a sit-in that was called by Al-Wefaq, Bahrain's largest opposition political society, because what is involved here is an attempt to repress the entire Shia population, which is the vast majority of the population of Bahrain, and the methods are constantly brutal, entailing the use of poison gases and torture, electrical torture and disappearances, people found even decapitated, and abuses that are constant and hardly disputed any longer. So this is the norm, this is the constant, it's a repressive undertaking against the vast majority of the population, and that's reflected in the current raid.
Indeed. And I mean, when it comes to treating the revolutions in the Middle East and North Africa, why is it that the revolution in Bahrain is always discriminated against?
Well, it's the revolution against the regime that is imposed by the United States is actually a satrap of the Saudi monarchy. And after all, the base of the United States, the fleet is based there, which is the launching point for their aggression intended against Iran and in the region. It is the staging point for imperial predation in the region. And so constantly, the United States is, and, the great, and Great Britain ensures that the regime is maintained and that the repression continues.
Let's go ahead.
Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. All right, Mr. Shorman, we'll leave it there for the timing. Many thanks, sir, to Mr. Ralph Shorman, political analyst, joining us from Berkeley. Thanks for your time there, sir.
Thank you.